There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Ooh-wee, you have no idea what an accomplishment that was. Oh, my gosh, I have been stuck on level 347 of Candy Crush for over 3 months. This has been exhausting. I have not been able to break it because, you know, I don't like to spend money when I play Candy Crush, only the freebie moves. And finally, it gave me all the extra little things I needed, you know, just to kind of pass. And I finally, it was level 346. I don't know, it was a real, real crappy level. I forget which one it was. But luckily, I finally was able to move on, and now I can play. It got to the point where I was really getting, I don't want to say depressed, but it was making me feel sad, and I didn't want to play Candy Crush anymore. And Candy Crush is my go-to bathroom app. So if I have to go to the bathroom, I'll take my phone in with me, and I'll play Candy Crush. Oh, come on. You guys were playing Angry Birds or Tetris, okay? And it really helped. So I have, unfortunately, because I haven't been able to play Candy Crush, I have been unbelievably constipated. And so I cannot wait till I get to take some more fiber and do what I need to do, because I am finally on, I don't know, level 348. Hold on a second. Level 348 is, I think, the one where you got to bring some fruit down to the bottom. So that's good. And by the way, looking at the fruit, it doesn't make me want to eat fruit. You know, it's Candy Crush. I think the reason why Candy Crush had to add fruit is because it probably got a lot of slack from the Obama administration that it was promoting junk food. And so they had to make it look like that they were trying to recommend other sorts of food groups and be healthy besides fruit. You know, offer another type of visual treat other than candy, which I think is just a little bit too political for my taste. It's Candy Crush. Let there be candy, for crying out loud. Now, I think what would be a very, very good game would be like something that had to do with whiskey and scotch, you know? Like, how drunk can you get the bartender or something like that? I think that'd be good. I posted on my Facebook, there was apparently some vintage, what do you call them? Vintage, like, vending machines. And I guess they used to, they used to have, like, whiskey that you could get from a, like a candy machine. You know, they would have sandwiches, you could get eggs, you could get potatoes out of vending machines, and then you could also get alcohol. You could even get soup. You get hot soup, pick a soup from the vending machine. So, I don't know, I could definitely see a market for that, but, So anyway, I'm in a very, very good mood. Someone who's not in a good mood was this passenger who apparently is suing Southwest Airlines because he got hit by a suitcase falling from an overhead compartment. Apparently, Jerry Reinhart is suing Southwest Airlines. And Southwest Airlines is kind of one of our favorite airlines because they don't charge for baggage, right? You know, you could carry, right? Usually, at least your first bag is free. And you get first come, first serve type of thing. So anyway, apparently, he has filed for $49,000 against Southwest Airlines after claiming an oversized bag fell from an overhead compartment as the plane prepared to take off. He claims that on January 17, 2013, he was seated waiting to depart Portland for Las Vegas. He was coming to Las Vegas, yay, when he was struck by the bag. Now, I'm already on his side because, okay, if he wasn't able to come to Vegas, right, with his full competency and composure, then he might not gamble here and play and see the shows and eat and help our economy. We want you guys to come to Vegas and help our economy. We don't want you to lose money. We want you to like coming here. We want you to have a good time, and we want you to spend money. We don't want you to lose, but we want you to spend. There's a big difference. Anyway, his suit was filed in the Multnomah County Circuit Court in Oregon. He was apparently a passenger was trying to push a suitcase to the overhead locker before a flight attendant attempted to help, but the case fell and hit him in the head. I do not like sitting in the aisle. I think the aisle is one of the most dangerous parts of the plane because of everybody banging into you and stepping on you or passing gas and you breathing it in and, you know, breathing in everybody else's stuff. He is seeking $10,000 in medical bills due to a compressed disc, $5,000 for lost income, and $34,000 for pain and suffering. He's not taking action against a fellow passenger for with the bag, probably because that guy bought him a drink. You know, whenever you tick somebody off on an airplane, buy him a drink. You know, one trick I do a lot of times is I will book a couple of the seats separated by one and go, oh my gosh, I need to sit with my baby. And then they're like, okay, well, you know what? I'll switch with you so you can do that. And then, you know, we get the seats that we want. And then I'll buy him a drink or something like that. Or no. My husband's usually on the plane. I wouldn't do that. But, and that's dirty. That's not nice. What else do I do on the plane? Oh yeah, what I used to do is I would have the kids on opposite aisles of the seat so nobody would want to sit next to a kid. Alright? And then they'd be like, you know what? I'll just go and take the next row. You know, this is when you don't have assigned seats. So I'm like, okay, you sure? Cause I'll tell him to behave. I'll tell him to not wipe his boogers like he did last time. You promise, Stone, you won't wipe your boogers on the nice man next to you? No, ma'am, it's okay. There's other seats. I'm fine. I could just go. It's fine. Yeah, sure. Okay. And then finally, nobody ever sits in our row, you know? Or as soon as somebody is thinking about coming into your row, you go to your other kid, Brock, is the diarrhea settled? Or you think, did you clean it up or is it still in your pants? And they just keep walking. And it's great. Now, the kids get mad at me because I'm embarrassing them. You know, I'm like, see ya. And then we get the rows to ourselves. It's really nice. I'm pretty good at that. And then when all else fails, I have a mask on to make it look like we're dealing with some sort of respiratory illness. So nobody wants to sit in our row. It's good. It really works out good. All right. So anyway, apparently the client suffered nausea, headaches, and dizziness as a result of the back and neck muscle injuries. You know, those overhead bags, some of you are like, what? They're pretty light. No, some of them could be like really, I don't know about you guys, but what I pack in my overhead bag is like everything. You know, I have all my electronics. I have my hair straightener. I have like everything. So, shoes. So yeah, it hurts. You could, definitely sustain neck injuries, et cetera. And if he compressed a disc, that's some serious stuff. I'm surprised he only asked for $50,000. But, if they can't prove that it was acute. Alright, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one of the emails I had gotten a while back was somebody thought that their wife was falling out of love with them, and they wanted to know the tips on how to tell if your wife is not in love with you. Now, most of you will say, my wife acts like that all the time. Here's the problem, all right? You know, we do love you, okay? We really, really do, all right? We do. But we don't like to act like we do because we want to keep you on your toes. Okay, if you think that we are having doubts, then you are going to go completely out of your way to, you know, to make sure that you please us. And then, oh, okay, well, that's kind of nice. And so so you know, a lot of times what we like to do is kind of keep you on your toes. But here's the thing, I have to worry that it's going to backfire the other way. If my husband thinks that there's absolutely no way he can please me, he's going to be like, you know what, I'm going to find a woman that's easier to deal with, okay? I don't need this. And so then he could leave. So this is what I suggest you do, all right? You have to have communication. You can't be playing these games. We play games. We play games all the time because we find out very early on in the marriage that all the advice we were given about being open and tell each other everything doesn't work, okay? You know, once you start to open up and reveal to each other the truth, all right, then you start to see everybody kind of look at each other, you know, going, oh, wait a second, really? No, really? All right, and then you start to see the disappointments. You're like, okay, I need to hide this from my husband. I need to hide this from my wife. I need to hide this. I need to hide this. I need to hide this. You know, when you guys are dating, like, oh, yeah, porn's okay. Porn's fine. Then all of a sudden, a couple years into the marriage, you feel you got to start hiding that kind of stuff, right? Right? Because you need to convince her that, nah, you really don't need to look at porn because you have her and she's hot. And a few years later, you're like, nah, nah, I need to look at porn. So, unfortunately, if it gets to the point where you don't even know if your marriage is a unit anymore, no, you got to get a therapist involved. You got to get some sort of professional involved. Okay? Now, if nobody wants to go to therapy, which is a real big issue that a lot of couples have, then, I mean, one way to bring it up is, you know, look, you know, I know we've been marrying a lot, and I know we don't have to say I love you, and we don't have to do the cuddles all the time like we used to, but I notice sometimes we just go for days without talking to each other, etc. You know, do you want to go out on a date, you know, and let's try to, you know, kind of rejuvenate things or spice things up? You got to be careful, because she may say, what? You think it's boring? You think it's no. You know, or she may be like, you know, no, you know what? It's over. And you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. I mean, you know, but you'll get her to open up and talk. You know, she'll be like, you know what, honey, you're right. I don't stop and tell you how much I love you. Do I tell him I love him all the time? No, I don't. You know, I mean, maybe every now and then I'll send him an emoji when I text him, you know, hounding him about something. But, I mean, do I really make him feel special? Do I ever buy him something that'll make him feel special? You know what I usually give him for a gift? Like a Home Depot gift certificate. So he can buy something at Home Depot so he can finally fix the things that I told him to fix at the house and he hasn't fixed for a long time. Well, that's not really love. That's not something he wants. Well, I know what he wants, but I don't want to buy it, you know. Like, yeah. Yeah, subscriptions to, I don't know, Playboy or something like that. I don't know. So, we really don't stop and do that. Now, you know, ladies, okay, if you're trying to figure out what should you do for your man, and usually we start talking about this before Valentine's Day. You know, don't get him chocolate. Don't get him cologne. Guys don't like cologne. The only way is why they wear cologne is for you. But they don't, I mean, they'd rather smell like guys, you know? But if you really want to give your guy a gift and make him feel loved, then sometimes, you know, leave him alone. Now, I'm not saying leave him alone and isolate him, but leave him alone in terms of, you know, not giving him chores to do, not giving him things to do. You know, if I told my husband, look, this is your day off. You do whatever you want. I got the kids. I got this. Do what you want. And then when you're done doing what you want, let's hook back up. And a lot of times he'll even say he missed me. You know, I got bored. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to feed myself. I didn't know whatever. Yeah. See, he needs his mom. He needs Mama Bear to make sure everything is all, you know, yeah, copacetic. But that's what I do. Whenever I want to please my husband, I just get out of the house. And he is happy. He is so happy. And that's how we make our marriage work. Unfortunately, this is scary. There was a jealous wife in China who chopped off her cheating husband's penis twice. All right? Apparently, she did it when he was sleeping. And then when he was in the hospital, after it was sewn back on, she hacked it off again and threw it out the window. Now, Fan Lung, this is being reported by the New York Post, a dad of five, I guess, sealed his fate when he decided to use his wife's cell phone to send his secret lover a very, very sexy message. The 32-year-old forgot that he was supposed to log out of his account after the message was sent, so his 21-year-old wife, Feng, I guess, found out about it. She is now under arrest for grievous bodily harm. And the wife was upset. She grabbed a pair of scissors, stormed into the bedroom, cut off his penis while he was sleeping. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. You got to know that. She was able to sneak back into the recovery room, chop it off a second time. So, you know, Bobbitt didn't even have to go through this happening twice. So, very, very scary stuff. You know, for those of you even considering cheating, okay, you know, you may not think it's the biggest thing in the world. And you may be like, all right, you know, come on, please, really, it didn't mean nothing, it was just sex. No, all right, it means a lot when you start to make your spouse to the point where she wants to start chopping things off. I mean, you know, listen, when we marry you, all right, this is for life, buddy. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. What if you want to know, all right, how do you deal with the house when you got to tell everybody that the dog was put down? Or the dog has to be put down. All right? How do you deal with it? Well, you know, I told you guys, when the kids are really young, you could get away with they went to the farm type of thing. You know? That's what we did. When our dog died, we didn't have to put the dog down. The dog just died. We said, you know, Sushi, she went to the farm. And now she's with her mommy and her brothers and sisters. And you know, but I don't understand why she had to go to the farm. Well, that's just what she had to, it was time she needed to go. All right, I don't really understand what that means, okay, but that's when they were young. Then when they're older, when we had to put the cat down that had that renal failure, remember a whole bunch of animals, pets were dying because of the food, right? Their canned food was killing them, putting them in renal failure. We had a cat that happened to, so we had to put the cat down. I made my husband tell the kids because I was working late. So I come home thinking that'd be over, and I come home and everybody's bawling. I'm like, oh, man. So how we dealt with it was it was right before the Saints Super Bowl game. Not the game in New Orleans, but it was the Saints were playing. I don't remember who they were playing, though. And all I remember is we put money on the Saints and they won. And we went down to the pound a couple days before. Then I guess there had to be a 2-day waiting period, and they had to do the hysterectomy They had to do the neutering, and then we were able to pick her up on a Sunday, and that was Sashi. So we picked up Sashi, and even though it was no substitute for the cat that we lost Bake of Shake and Bake, we lost Little Bake. It helped because it wasn't so much getting another animal in the house, but it was we felt like we were doing good. Going to the pound. So whenever you have an animal that goes up to heaven, and I'm assuming they're going up to heaven, although I gotta swear, one of my cats, he's going to hell. He is going to be burning in hell because this cat is evil. All right, but let's say you had an animal that you think went up to heaven. While your family is struggling, it doesn't hurt to then get involved with other animals, either adopting another one or maybe working with some animal charities or something. Because sometimes whenever something bad happens to you, you start to feel good when you do something charitable. So we adopted this cat, and boy, did she need some help. Whew. And, it helped. But, you know, the kids are going to lose an animal, and talking to the kids about that and say, you know, animals go. You know, you got to be careful saying, look, one day mommy and daddy are going to go, because then that's going to really freak them out. But, you know, how do they understand that you were the one that had them be put down? Well, you know, you may not want to use the word put down, but say, look, you know, we talked to the doctor, and the doctor thought that the best thing to do is let, you know, Foo-Foo go to sleep. So the doctor gave Foo-Foo a medicine for a long sleep. Oh, okay, well, will Foo-Foo wake up? Probably not. Foo-Foo's going to sleep and then go to heaven. What? You killed our cat! And you know what? They may hate you. Fine, let them slam the door. You'll have time to sit there and watch the House of Cards reruns and stuff. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the American Academy of Pediatrics has decided to weigh in on medical marijuana. Since there's been a lot of debate or anecdotal evidence that marijuana is helping their kids with seizures, and parents are claiming that the medical marijuana is helping their kids, and so, but we don't have a lot of scientific proof that the marijuana is an appropriate anti-seizure medication, etc. And even more so than the anti-seizure medications that we have. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics, their new policy says rigorous research is still needed to verify those claims. But the drug should only be used for severely ill kids that have no other treatment options. So the group recommends removing marijuana from the government's most restrictive drug category, like heroin, LSD, and other narcotics with no accepted use, but knock it down to a category that can also include methadone and oxycodone. So basically, they're not legalizing it, but they're decriminalizing it, okay? The recommended switch could help make a big difference in promoting some more research, according to Dr. Seth Ammerman, which is the policy's lead author and professor of pediatrics and adolescent medicine at Stanford University. The Academy's qualified support, they said, may now lead more pediatricians to prescribe medical marijuana, but the group says pediatric use should be considered only for children with life-limiting or severely debilitating conditions for whom current therapies are inadequate. So the Academy also repeated its previous advice against legalizing the marijuana. So again, they're not legalizing it, but they're maybe decriminalizing it by allowing it to be in a knockdown schedule so that, as opposed to Schedule 1 down to Schedule 2, so that people can then maybe it could be studied, et cetera. And then we have more access so that we could have more studies. Now, I guess studies have already linked recreational marijuana use in kids with bad effects on their health and brain development, memory, concentration, attention, judgment, reaction time, etc. And so right now we have studies of the negative effects that marijuana could have on kids. But we don't have enough studies showing that marijuana is helpful or life-saving more so than the anti-seizure medicine. So like, for example, if some parents claim that the marijuana is stopping their kids from having seizures, but the parents are not using regular medications that have been tested and we understand their side effect profile, maybe the marijuana helps the seizures, maybe it does. But for us to say you could use the marijuana in a child instead of a regular, well-documented, well-observed, well-tested pharmaceutical, that's going to take a big leap, just like with cancer treatment. Now, I'm not saying marijuana can help treat cancer, but let's say somebody makes that argument. Look, I don't want to be using conventional chemotherapy on my kid. Let me just try some marijuana to see if that'll work. We got some big ethical concerns here as clinicians. If, however, if we're talking back, if we revert back to seizure and a seizure disorder, if everything has been tried and we found that the epileptic seizure medication or any of the anti-seizure medication is not working and lo and behold the marijuana does, then there could be an argument to let the kid use it. But if the parents want to substitute that because it's cheaper than the medicine, or they believe in marijuana over a pharmaceutical because they don't trust the pharmaceutical, that's going to be a little bit more difficult because we know marijuana has side effects in kids. Recreational medical marijuana is now legal in Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. 19 other states in Washington, D.C. have laws allowing medical marijuana use only, and most allow children to qualify, believe it or not, according to the marijuana policy report. But the big problem we have is marijuana, unless it is, its ingredients are discreetly supervised. Marijuana has a bunch of chemical components that, and the various marijuana preparations that are out there, all right, these need to be studied. Yeah, and once you start getting the government involved and then them, let's say, mass producing one certain type, where look at all this stuff we're dealing with e-cigs right now. You know, now we're being told that the vapor in e-cigs are 10 times more carcinogenic than regular cigarettes. Okay, the reason why there's all this debate is we know about the main ingredients, nicotine, etc., but we don't know about all the crap that's around the ingredient or what happens when you heat it up. Remember last week we were talking about the formaldehyde that seems to get formed when you heat up, when these e-cigs can go to multiple degrees Fahrenheit, almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit, almost 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and then changing some of the chemical components to formaldehyde. So, you know, when it comes to marijuana, you know, yeah, cannabis itself may have a lot of benefits, but what about all the other stuff that's around it, surrounding it? Now, Marinol is a cannabis form of pharmaceutical Right? But that's not what a lot of parents are asking for, because we don't have enough studies saying the Marinol is actually an anti-seizure medication. So apparently, Dr. Angus Wolfgang of Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, is involved in a recently completed international study looking at 30 children with severe epilepsy. Half received an experimental drug that was made with a marijuana compound that will not make users high. The others received a dummy medicine. The study results are being analyzed. Dr. Wilfong said 5 children from his hospital were involved, and he doesn't know if any of them got the marijuana drug. There were no serious side effects that he knows of. Now, again, but you see how manipulated the compound was. They took a marijuana compound, they put it in a form where they knew what the other ingredients were. So what I think is going to eventually happen with the whole legalization of marijuana and then medical marijuana is, if we don't have enough studies and it's too variable on what people could be smoking or what people could be purchasing from these little clinics, then what's going to happen is a big pharmaceutical company or the government or NIH or whatever is going to get involved making a marijuana pill. So your medical marijuana will be then in form of a pill. Now, for those of you that have been asking for medical marijuana and asking for marijuana legalized, you see what happens when the once regulation comes into play and once laws come into play, it starts to destroy what you originally wanted. Many people self-medicate with their marijuana. They smoke a little bit. It does exactly what they want it to do, or they think it does. But now, while pushing for kids to be able to get the medical marijuana, we're not going to let kids smoke marijuana. We're going to have to, because of liability, come up with a pill form. And once that happens, then you're going to have people saying, well, look, why are we letting anybody smoke and then breathing that out in front of their other kids or other people around the workplace, et cetera, or at home? Let's make them take a pill form, and all that work that you guys did to get marijuana legalized so you could smoke it for medical reasons is going to be all to pot, because now you guys are going to only be allowed to take a medical marijuana pill. And there's no fun in that. And that's the way this goes around. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where I stand on all this is, I would love our police to not be hampered with crimes that deal with marijuana so that they could be free to be dealing with the more violent crimes that they need to. I think our police force are already taxed. So if the police are happy about the legalization of marijuana in terms of that, I support whatever our police want. I'm a little nervous about the logistics and how they're going to handle driving and people being under the influence. I am also nervous about what the toxic inhalants could be. You know, if some of this stuff is being made off-market, black market, etc. And I do believe that there could be a lot of medicinal purposes for marijuana. But I could foresee them just come up with a pill form of it then. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you know how we talked about aging and how scientists would love to be able to prevent us from aging? Yeah, see, you guys are all excited and dancing about that. Well, apparently scientists have now been able to find a way to increase the length of human telomeres. I know, this is exciting. It's the telomeres. I was doing that too. So I saw this, I'm like, oh my God, telomeres. Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. Because the shortening of the human telomeres is associated with aging and disease. So researchers from Stanford University School of Medicine, those studs, gosh, they're sexy, say they have found a way to lengthen these telomeres because it's all about the size, potentially opening the door to new treatments for many age-related genetic conditions. I got to say, these men have opened a lot of doors just by publishing this great news. Ooh-wee. You got me, yeah. Okay, so some of you who don't listen to the Dr. Dolly Show are like, what, telomeres, huh? Why is this a big deal? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is like real big breaking news. How could you not know? Why don't you guys even listen to the show? If you don't listen to the show 6 days a week, you won't understand why this is such a big scoop. Telomeres is kind of like, okay, so let's say you have shoelaces. And the shoelaces have that little kind of plastic piece that we all like to sit there and pick at, okay? Well, once you take off that little plastic piece, the shoelace can start to unravel. If that plastic piece is shortened and shortened and shortened, your chromosomes, okay, then that's the telomere. The telomere is that plastic piece. Your chromosomes can start to deteriorate. There are these thread-like structures that are situated at the end of the DNA strands that have our genetic information, and the telomeres pack that in there to protect it from becoming damaged during cell division. And as the telomeres become shorter with every single cell division, they reach to a point where they can no longer protect the chromosomes, leaving them completely open to deterioration. Which is why we need to protect our borders. I mean, that's why you need to have your chromosomes protected. This leads to aging, disease, etc. Okay, so the team, this was led by John Ramunas, Ph.D., and Edward Yakubov. Oh, gosh, they sound sexy. Anyway, these guys said this is challenging. That's okay. You know what? I have never seen such studs. I think they can handle it. They said they have been able to extend the length of the telomeres, which could increase the number of human cells they have available for studying. And how long were they able to increase it by? 10%. This is like so cool. Okay? So to increase telomere length, what did they do? I know some of you guys are like, well, it's a recipe. Here it is. A team used a modified type of ribonucleic acid, RNA, modified type of RNA, that contained the coding sequence of TERT. Why didn't I think about that? Oh, my gosh. These guys are brilliant. TERT is the active component of telomerase. Telomerase, exactly, is the enzyme expressed by stem cells to maintain the health of telomeres as they're passed from generation to generation. That's TERT. You know what, these guys, honestly, you don't have to be rocket scientists. You just have to be the first one to think about it. I'm sure the eBay guys are now just you know, punching each other in the stomach for not thinking of this too. Now, stem cells express TERT. The researchers note that most other cell types do not. You see? So in their study, I apologize that I can't make this less exciting because I know many of you have had to pull over your cars just so you can make it through this segment. It's so... Okay, sorry, so we're chattering. Listen, you start to go crazy when you have to read the articles over and over and over again. After a while, you gotta add some spice. Anyway, here we go. I hope I can get through this. Man, why can't I do entertainment news? Why do I have to do medical news? In their study, the researchers explained that introducing... I don't think I can get through it. This stuff is just too exciting. I'm sweating already. Okay. Anyway, the researchers explained that introducing as few as 3 applications of the modified RNA called TERT, modified RNA, trust me, this is going to be on the pop quiz, to human cells over a few days increased telomere length by up to 10%. Young humans... Okay, if we're looking at species, young humans possess telomeres that are around 8,000 to 10,000 nucleotides long. This modified TERT-encoded RNA increased it by around 1,000 nucleotides. Now, okay, if this gives us more time, if they are able to do this, are they going to be able to increase our telomere length and allow us to live longer? Well, that is the kicker. See, you wonder how I sleep at night. I don't, because this type of stuff just is so damn exciting. Now, you do have to be careful, because there was a study through the University of California, San Francisco, where they said, which was a real, real big fly in the ointment, saying longer telomeres are associated with an increased risk of brain cancer. So just because we get increased telomeres doesn't mean that's really good, because remember, there is always going to be a bite back. Nature will bite us back. But, you know, for those of you who think that those of us that study medical, you know, research have nothing better to do, did you see how that was almost better than sex? Did you see how exciting that was? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, what else do I want to talk about? Ooh, now this was kind of spooky. Apparently there's a baby that was born with no eyes. Kelly Lopez gave birth to a baby boy 3 months ago in Mesa, Arizona. And the newborn was not opening his eyes. All right? By age 13, Richie Lopez had an MRI, and the family was shocked to learn that he had no eyeballs beneath the closed lids. Now, okay, this confuses me. Because whenever we deliver a baby, one of the first things we do is shine a light to look at the red reflex to see if they have the retina back there, to see if the eyes are developed well, and we open up the lids to look at the eye. You know, I mean, yeah, the baby may fuss or whatever, but that's something we do with the newborn check. So I'm a little confused that the baby got through 13 days without somebody not seeing that. Doctors say he does have an optic nerve, hoping that one day he will be able to see. So now the doctors put expanders into the eye sockets to allow them to grow and hopefully hold prosthetic eyes. Unfortunately, the baby has lost one of his expanders. You know, if you think your kid's losing their retainer is a big cluster, you know, the baby lost one of his eye expanders, so I'm sure he's getting grounded. Anyway, so the family was, of course, in shock. Who would it be? The pregnancy was normal. So the baby is now enrolled in a program for blind babies. The baby has these really, really cute sunglasses. And they're hoping that if there is an optic nerve, some of these new eye prostheses and things that they could do now, which is just phenomenal, would be able to restore him some sort of sight. So we'll keep you posted on that. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, guys, stay tuned. More Dr. Dolly on the way.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.